The state's Public Service Commission says it's investigating a contractor hired by Google Fiber to install its optic cables underground. Since last summer, the contractor reported 36 incidents of damaging utility lines. WABE's Tasneem Shama reports.
Atlanta Gaslight says in the first quarter of this year, compared to last year, reports of damaged natural gas lines have spiked. Megan Wade with Georgia 811, a nonprofit that coordinates all of the state's digging requests, says companies like Google Fiber have been pretty busy.
Years ago, telecom was telephone, and then we came back with cable, and now there's internet and fiber, so there is a large volume of telecom products under the ground.
And Atlanta Fire Department Sergeant Cortez Stafford says they're responding to up to 5 calls per day about crews hitting gas pipes.
It's a pretty severe incident because with that amount of gas flowing, if it ignites, then that could start a fire in another location. We will evacuate buildings, streets, businesses, etc.
Stafford says some of these crews are installing fiber optic cables for companies like Google Fiber. The state's Public Service Commission is potentially looking at fining these contractors up to $10,000 for each incident. But they acknowledge it's hard to say who's really at fault, since contractors like SNN Communications hired by Google will sometimes hire subcontractors to do the work. SNN Communications and Google Fiber did not respond to requests for comment before deadline. Tasneem Shama, WABE News.